So we've been diving through the archives and we've had a look at not just some of the race commentaries we've got, but over the years we've produced some TT-specific programming as well, which we've dug out of the archives as well. And we thought, yeah, actually, in this virtual world we're living, where we're doing everything by the either online or listening to it on the radio and or doing it through social media, we can provide a week's worth of entertainment that will keep the spirit of the TT alive and keep the brand alive for those fans out there who, quite frankly, you know, they will be sad it's not going ahead. They will want their TT fix, and hopefully this will bring it to them.
And is this going to be just collections of sort of the coverage that Manx Radio has done over the years, you know, important races, important interviews? Is there going to be something more contemporary and that reflects on our current situation at all?
It's a mixture of both. I mean, mainly it's going to be historical content. So we've got like commentaries from the 1978 Formula One race, which was, you know, Mike Hailwood's comeback, all the way up to things like the 2007 Senior TT, the Centenary TT, and the Senior, where John McGuinness got that first 130-mile-an-hour lap. There's going to be lots of commentaries, which we're going to try and fit around the race schedule you'd normally expect. I mean, there's quite a joke behind the scenes here. This is probably the first week's worth of race coverage you'll hear, where there's not going to be any weather delays. We were thinking of sticking one in just for fun.
And just to clarify, is this being sort of prepared by the team? Because obviously people know the Manx Radio commentary team very well. I mean, they must have had quite an input into this.
I've asked for their advice. I mean, that we haven't actually got the team in live, that they're not going to be taking part in.
But they'll remember what was a good race and, you know, certain coverage, things like that, I imagine.
Oh, yes. When it comes to actually, you know, asking people for their opinions, we've got some contemporary stuff that's going to be produced. Chris Kinley's going to be chatting to some riders about their TT memories, and we're going to include that. We've got Roy Moore's Mountain Memories, which was a series he did a few years ago. That will be featuring online. On air, we're going to also be featuring TT 40 Years on the Air, a programme where we looked back at all the different radio broadcasts we've done over the TT festivals, back to things like the 50cc race that we used to have. There'll be the kind of festival music linking it all together. And also, the one thing that this will allow us to do is we were going to repeat a lot of the content overnight as well, because it's a worldwide audience. You know, they don't want to have to get up at maybe 3 a.m. to hear a race commentary that was from 1978. So they'll have the chance to maybe listen to it at a more reasonable time in their part of the world.